Hey, fellow mathers, before we get into this episode, we want to share with you how you can get access to free content, professional learning that will keep your students engaged and doing the math that matters. Get ready to go to this link, mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge.
That's right. Registration is open for the free Math is Figure Outable Challenge that's starting May 15th and runs to the 17th at 7 p.m. Central. We're going to have 3 nights jam-packed with learning and routines that you can take straight to your classroom.
In these challenges, we have a great time. We do some math, talk about classroom experiences, give away super cool bonuses and prizes. You won't just walk away with routines that are naturally engaging and encourage your students to think mathematically. You'll also have a chance to win over $6,000 worth in prizes, including a few virtual PD sessions for your school. I'll be joined by my wonderful co-host Kim and special guest Jenna Labe.
You can register at mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge for a fantastic learning experience. That's mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge. Now on to the show.
Hey, fellow mathematicians. Welcome to the short podcast where math is figureoutable. I'm Pam.
And I'm Kim.
And it's short because this is a math strat chat episode where we chat about our math strategies. Every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on social media, and people from around the world chat about the strategies they use and comment on each other's thinking.
Okay, so this week, our math problem was 7/14 × 8/3. And we're curious, how would you solve this problem? Pause the podcast, go ahead and solve it, take as much time as you want. The problem is 7/14 × 8/3. Come on back to hear how we solved it.
Bam. All right. Go ahead, Kim. You do the obvious.
Well, I was thinking of, I don't know.
Or do you want to do something fun and I'll do the obvious?
Well,
I shouldn't say obvious because that's not maybe nice for if it's not obvious for something for someone else.
I'm going to.
You're thinking.
Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, last week I did something. Maybe I'll do both.
We'll do both. You don't get two. Kim, you only get one.
I'm going to do what I did last week in a different way. Is that cool?
Oh, yeah, that's totally awesome.
All right.
Awesome.
Okay. So I'm, the 7/14 is screaming half. So this is half of 8/3. But instead of saying I need half of 8/3 by looking at the 8, mm-hmm. I'm going to say that I know half of 8/3 is 8/6. I mean, is... Yeah, 8/6.
You had to rethink that. What did you rethink?
Because I didn't write that down as I was saying it. I was writing 8/3 as I said 8/6. So yeah. So
how do you know? How do you know that half of 8/3 is 8/6?
Yeah, because I have 8 of the 3rds, and instead of taking half as many, I'm gonna make the size half as much.
Oh, nice.
So I have 8/6, which is the same as 4/3.
Because half of 1/3 is 1/6.
Uh-huh.
So half of 8/3 is 8/6.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you simplified that to be 4/3.
Yeah.
But you could have thought about half of 8 anythings.
Yes.
Is 4 of those things.
Yeah.
Which is, since it was 8/3, then it's 4/3.
Yeah. But I did that last week, so I wanted to.
No, I like how you thought about, I like how you thought about half of 1/3 as 1/6.
Yeah.
That makes me wish I would have thought about that. So just for fun, I'm going to try to do what I did last week.
Okay.
But I will admit I haven't thought about it yet. So this may, okay. So I'm thinking about 8/3 of 1/2.
Okay.
Which 8/3 is like 2 2/3.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure why that's easier for me to think of, but it is at the moment. So 2 2/3 of 1/2, 2 1/2 is 1.
Mm-hmm.
Now I need 2/3 of 1/2. So 1/3 of 1/2 is 1/6. So 2/3 of 1/2 would be 2/6. So 1 2/6, or 1 1/3, which is also like your 4/3.
Nice.
Man, that made my brain, I had to work on that one.
I mean, I was just about to comment the richness that you like the ownership that you have over those relationships just when you're talking about it is so evident. Right. Like you kind of went in and out of lots of things there. And I think many of us can say, I know half of 8 is 4. So 4/3, you know, like just, yeah.
And which would be brilliant, right?
It's a great strategy, right? And we want kids to see that.
But I mean, it's probably what we, yeah. And it's probably what we design when we design, you know, we design these problems forever ago and then we actually record them today. So we don't really remember. But we were thinking about one half of something and we, you know, what we're really hoping is that when people see 7/14 times 8/3, that their gut reaction is, ooh, icky. But then that if that's their gut reaction, I shouldn't say we're hoping that's the reaction, but if that's their gut reaction, that they take a breath and go, wait, can I think about these? Are there relationships that I own that I don't just have to knee jerk do some rule that my sixth grade teacher taught me, but can I think about 7/14? Oh yeah, that is just one half. Mm-hmm. And then can I think about one half of eight things? So we're really trying to nudge there. And I was just having fun with other relationships. Yeah.
Yeah. That's super cool. Nice. All right, everyone. We can't wait to see your strategy. Maybe it's like one of ours. Will you please represent your thinking, take a picture of your work, and share it with the world on social media. And don't forget to comment on other people's work.
And if you'll tag me, then I can comment on it too. And use the hashtag MathStratChat. And make sure you check out the problem that we post next Wednesday around 7 p.m., that MathStratChat problem. And come back here to hear how we're thinking about the problem. Thanks for being part of the Math is Figureoutable movement and spreading the word that math is figureoutable. Thank you for listening and making math more figureoutable.
To learn even more, make sure you register for our free challenge at mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge. You are not going to want to miss the evenings of May 15th through 17th, starting at 7 p.m. Central.
Math teaching, go register now. That's mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge. Join us to make math more and more figureoutable. And if you can't join live, register and we'll send you access to the recordings. We'll see you there.